Recyclical, making lithium ion last forever. Recyclical's patented recycling process achieves up to 100% recovery of battery metals from lithium ion batteries for electric vehicles, including cobalt, lithium, nickel, manganese, and aluminum. Recyclical Battery Materials Incorporated trades on the TSX Venture AMY, on the OTCQB AMYZF, and Frankfurt ID4. For more information, visit recyclico.com or phone us at 778-574-4444. Recyclico, making lithium ion last forever.
You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at talkdigitalnetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is Mark Leibovit, editor and publisher of the Leibovit VR Newsletters, also known as VRTrader.com. He's speaking to us from Arizona. Welcome back to the show, Mark.
Glad to be here, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Do we have a special offer for our listeners?
We do. Our annual forecast model is still out there, 50% off. 2022 half off is the code, promo code. Go to VRTrader.com. And you see the VR Forecaster report up on the home screen. Click on it, enter that promo code, and you get 50% off. It's been published since 1987. So we cover a lot of markets in the forecast, not just the S&P, Dow, and gold. So it's interesting. Also, I want to disclose that even though I do all this research, I'm not a financial advisor. I'm a analyst, researcher, newsletter publisher, but we've been doing it for 44 years, so I don't manage money, and I just provide the educational input.
How would you describe what's happening on the stock markets this week?
Well, it's definitely frothy. You know, it's sort of a funny thing. You know, when you create forecasts and you have projections, you know, you want to look out the window like the weatherman does, you know, you've got a forecast of what's really happening. You want to put the reality with what the forecast is saying. And generally the cyclical forecast stuff basically said that, you know, we could be hitting a top in this time frame and, you know, sell off into the first quarter or maybe even beyond. And part and parcel to that thinking and possibly confirming it is a euphoria in the market right now, and it's all based on the expectations that the Federal Reserve is going to lower interest rates. There's really nothing else balancing it off. It's rallying in the technology sector because of the chip that NVIDIA has created and its tentacles and influence of the AI process. It's a little bit of an insane move, but you know, we've seen these before. We saw it with dot-com bubble back in the late 90s, and it could last a while. And you know, if you're in those stocks, you know, one that I favor is here in Phoenix, the Taiwan Semiconductor, because they're building their big plant here. We've talked about this for many times on the show. It's just about at its highs here, but it's also running in sympathy with the semiconductors. But yeah, it's a semiconductor move, a NVIDIA type move, and in anticipation of the Fed lowering rates. There's no value given to outlier events or other things that are happening in the world. It's strictly only these two things. And you know, this is a time where, you know, surprises can hit and suddenly something you don't expect, like COVID back in 2020, or you know, military action or an extraterrestrial event, whether it's a comet or you know, an asteroid or earthquakes or geocosmic events that could occur on the planet, and certainly any number of political things out there, and you know, North Korea and the variations there. I mean, there's so many things that could happen. You could say, well, you don't want to worry about it, but you wait till it happens and you deal with it. But I like to prepare for stuff, so I'm always thinking about the alternate scenario. So right here, I think you're in a sort of a bubble type situation. You know, expectations of the Fed are already, you know, what they are, and everybody's bullish on semiconductors here. And we're in the time frame where, you know, we could hit a top. So I'm not chasing stocks here. We are in different things that we talk about. You know, there are things that are doing well for us in the newsletter. And it doesn't have to be only NVIDIA and what's happening with the Fed. So bottom line is, if you're a long-term investor, and you're in all the major indexes and you don't follow the short-term market, my comment is irrelevant because ultimately, you know, even though we get our big, big corrections in bear markets, ultimately it goes higher, but I'm not in that camp. The name of the website, Liebovit VR Newsletters, a second name is VRTrader.com, and we try to take, you know, trading approach to, you know, individual sectors and stocks, even Bitcoin, for example, which I really like, and we've been bullish on, as you know, we've been talking about it for months and months and months. We trade even the Bitcoin ETF on occasion. So no matter what we're in, you know, whether we were in NVIDIA or Taiwan or any of the big names, they're all trading opportunities for us, and I come from that, you know, trading background. So right now, I'm a little, probably a little too bearish right here because of the extreme move, but let's see how it pans out.
We had a report from the Money and Mining Conference in Miami that attendance was down about 50%. People don't have a lot of confidence in mining exploration, and we're getting news from places like Mexico's thinking about banning open pit mining and so on. And yet, on the other hand, the world's population is getting bigger. It's going to demand more resources. And yet, there doesn't seem to be recognition that that it's going to need more natural resources.
Yeah, a big stock like Newmont Mining, which I track forever. I mean, it actually pays a nice dividend. It's way down there, and part of it has to relate to mining issues, whether it's strikes or, as you say, something going on with the Mexican government. I don't think Newmont's in Mexico, but, you know, this type of governmental influence is also the cost of mining has gone up. The cost of crude oil, labor, supply shortages of equipment and supplies, and that sort of affects the mining company's ability to profit, even though gold is still holding pretty well. I mean, it's still, you know, around the 2,000 plus level, which, you know, historically is still record, you know, territory. I mean, a few years ago, it was down there at 1,100, you know, so, I mean, it's still, high price to make money, but the cost of producing it affects the miners, and now we're talking about government and environmental concerns and so forth, but we're going to still need the stuff, you know, whether it's gold or copper or zinc or lead or, you know, some of the rare metals, we still need the mining. So it's interesting how it's all going to play out. It's like worrying about polluting the atmosphere with fossil fuels and so forth. Even though there are processes that diminish that, we still need the fossil fuels. Most of the world still runs on it, and we'll need it for quite some time. And we need it not only for, you know, fuel for cars and airplanes and equipment. You know, we use it in all kinds of materials and products that we produce. So it's interesting what it says to me. Ultimately, the prices are going to go up. You know, I mean, gold's going to go up, copper's going to go up, all the rare metals are going to go up in price, oil's going to go up, because the more restrictions you have and the more it costs to produce it, you know, that's why I'm bullish on the commodities, regardless of what the U.S. dollar is doing, even though it's priced in U.S. dollars, many of these commodities. So I think the demand for the commodities is really going to drive the prices up, and I'm not too concerned about when there's shortages and it has to be produced, it'll be produced regardless of any government interference. That's my opinion. But anyway, you know, we just have to look at markets that if there are people are bearish on gold, say, for example, which they shouldn't be because it's actually doing pretty well compared to what it used to be, and they're looking at Bitcoin or crypto instead, they're foolish. It should be a balance of all these type of things, and doesn't mean both markets still can't do well. So if they're more bearish they are on it, the more bullish I am, because the future, I think, is bright.
Walmart and Costco, consumer giants, are now offering gold and silver. Is that going to have a big impact on future gold and silver prices?
You know, I tried to buy some at Costco, and it was unavailable. I think they first offered it three months ago, and it must have sold out, because when you go to their website, it says it's unavailable. But yes, in theory, if they are selling it, maybe it's come back online and I didn't catch it the last few days. That's definitely a demand factor, and will help the price, I guess, over time. But I think, you know, the action of central bankers and so forth, you look at what Russia's been doing, what China's been doing, the BRIC countries, demand for gold, you know, so I think ultimately it's going to do well regardless of whether Walmart or Costco is selling. It's funny you mentioned those two stocks. They're doing very well. I think Costco, I think, hit a new high today. I go to Costco all the time, and they always say, you know, you should support the companies and stocks that you actually, do business with. So I'm an owner of Costco because I do a lot of business there anyway, but the stock's well into the 700s. It's always busy when I'm there. Walmart just came out with some higher earnings expectations in our report, I think it was yesterday. So, the consumer's out there buying. And so what does this say? You know, people are worried that the Fed's not going to lower rates because the economy's too strong and could work against it, but yet the stock market still went up here. So, you know, you just got to go with what's moving and what makes sense. I think that's the bottom line. You know, if you see business and doing well in Costco, you own Costco. If you think, gold is doing better, you buy gold. You know, you follow your intuition and little common sense. When EV stocks start to pull off because people decided that the EV vehicles were too expensive and you couldn't charge them everywhere as you would like, and the wait was too long, you know, the move went more toward hybrid vehicles, for example. So you have to decide, well, maybe you should own EV stocks because they're not in demand as they were, as the expectations were higher and the actual purchases and transactions have slowed down. So it's, you know, just follow the action.
Well, my shopping at Walmart's usually socks and underwear, but maybe I'll take a look at the gold aisle.
Okay. I don't think you get hurt. I think gold's closed today in U.S. dollars at 20.34, and the high was, 21.50 on that spike a few months ago. I'm looking for 2,700, but that could be, you know, a year or two off. I don't have an exact timing on it, and that doesn't mean that's an ultimate high, but I think that's a good intermediate target. And Bitcoin, you know, which is trading all over the place, you know, it's around the $51,000 level. I mean, I could still see the 80s or 90s or higher for it, particularly with that new ETF or several new ETFs having been created. So follow the bull market. Where's the bull market? It's in right now it's in Bitcoin, and apparently it's in semiconductors, but, you know, don't chase them, you know. If you have to own them, do some dollar cost averaging, because there will be a shakeout at some point here.
We'll have more with Mark Leibovit right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Mark Leibovit. Mark, is uranium still hot?
Less hot than it was. I'm still bullish big picture on it, but some of the stocks, in particular Cameco, which was sort of the big name, that ticker symbol CCJ, you know, sort of on the charts hit sort of a top pattern, you know, and I'm just, you know, it's dropped almost 10 points now from its high. It's around 41. I think it was around 51. So a little toppy pattern there. So maybe just, as I mentioned, you asked me this question before in a previous interview. It had a big run. I mean, uranium had a huge, huge run here in the last year or two. The price of uranium well over 100, you know, and if you look at the chart on it, it looks like it hit a little double top and it's losing momentum. So we're, you know, probably just in a corrective phase and we'll have to just watch it. So I'm out of it right now as a trader. Waiting for another reentry point or some signal to get back in. But, you know, the price of uranium and numerous of these uranium stocks may have discounted the future here a little bit, just like the EV stocks that we just mentioned a moment ago with regard to lithium, which has also pulled off from the top. So they got too excited about EV stocks and lithium, and probably the same thing happened here with uranium. Doesn't mean they're all dead. It just means they hit some type of top, and you got to wait for confirmation of the bottom. And the way you do that is you look at the charts, wait until they get oversold, and maybe you wait until everybody is bearish, or you start hearing all these sell signals or negative comments or research reports and commentary about those markets, and that usually is a time you're probably near a bottom when, you know, you hear all the bad news or bad commentary. So right now, pretty much on hold there, watching for an opportunity.
Mark, thank you so much for chatting with us.
My pleasure. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
My guest has been Mark Leibovit, editor and publisher of the Leibovit VR newsletters, also known as VRTrader.com. If you have any questions for Mark or for any of our guests, you can send them to info@howstreet.com. We'll ask those questions for you. Our YouTube channel is Talk Digital Network. Find us on X at How Street. We're also on Facebook. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on HowStreet.com radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com. HowStreet.com radio is a production of HowStreet Media Incorporated.